You know that you're wasting your time, don't you? You're wasting your time? You really can't be this stupid. Oh, you really are. Oh, that's disappointing. You're so pretty. What are you upset about? The fact that I called you stupid? Or the fact that I called you pretty? Look, I was just trying to save you some wasted time. No one here is going to sign up. It doesn't matter how much money you're offering. Oh, wow, you really, really, really are dumb. Now, I know you're here because we're all reprobates and have no problem doing anything illegal, but even we are not stupid enough to steal from a corporation. We. No, don't. Don't even look at me. I said we, but I did not mean... I mean, technically, yes, I am a mercenary, but no. Why are you sitting down? Don't sit down. No. We are not... No, we do not want drinks. We do not want drinks. Oh. See, this is why I shouldn't talk to people. Because when you talk to people, they're like puppies. They start following you around and thinking that you like them. I don't like you. I said you're stupid. Yes, I also said that you're pretty. Like, I'm not interested. I don't want to know about the job. I do not want to know why. You just don't stop talking, do you? You just carry on talking. Oh, so it's not actually stealing from a corporation. It's reclaiming. Reclaiming what? Corporation technology. See, that sounds like stealing. That really, really sounds like... Look, I'm sure you have a great reason for whatever. And I'm sure your backstory is just fascinating. I really do, but I don't care. No one here cares. The only thing we care about is staying alive and staying alive and money and booze. But mostly just staying alive. We're not lucky. We're not taken care of. We're not gainfully employed. You're on street level. You're not up there. You're not up in the clouds. Down here, you're on your own. And no one will take the risk. Okay, you know what? Tell me your story. Tell me why you want to steal corporation technology. When I said tell me your story, I didn't mean... I mean, it's nice. It's nice that you were born with your feet on the ground. I'm actually surprised. You don't look like an earther. It's not an insult, it's just you're very clean, very shiny, very pretty. Normally earthers are a little more rough, a bit dirty. You scrub up well. Landed on your feet, I'm guessing. Let me guess. apprenticed at an early age? 6. You must be really smart. And yet so dumb. When I said I wanted to hear your story, I meant, what do you want me to steal? I'm sorry, reclaim. And no, not me. I mean, what do you want stolen? No. Just because I'm listening to you doesn't mean anything. So you can get that hopeful look off that pretty face. So what do you want reclaimed? Well, now you're lying. You're lying. There is no such thing as a light battery. There's not. No, there's not. No, there's not. Okay. You created a light battery. No, you didn't. Okay. Don't pout. So, you created a light battery and the corporation stole it from you and now you want it? You created it for the corporation. Wow, that is really, really stupid. No, it is stupid. It's stupid, or you're just a shitty person. The shittiest kind of person. Because only a really, really shitty person would give the corporation that kind of power. Oh, no. Oh, no. You're not stupid. You're not corrupt. It's much worse than that. You're naive. Oh, no. That's kind of sweet. But, oh, boy. So what? You created it with good intentions, I'm guessing, and then you realize that they didn't have such good intentions, and now you want to get it back. After hearing your story, I refer you to the first thing I said to you. No one's going to help you. No one. What? No, I never agreed. I never said that I would steal it. I did not. I would know. No, because I have perfect recall. Okay, it's a bit glitchy, but I mean... Yes, I am a cyborg. What gave it away? No. I'm not company property. I'm just going to give you a little bit of advice. You need to shut the fuck up right now. Just don't. I get that you're a nice little corporate drone. I get that you're naive, but I'm not. You know what? It doesn't even matter because I'm not taking the job. Why not? Because it's stupid. It's dangerous. It's... Fine. Do you really want to know why? Do you? Fine. Look. Cybernetic arm. Corporation. Great, right? Yes, it's cutting edge. Look at my cranial implant. It's not corporation. And my rebreather? That's not corporation. My legs? Not corporation. Some of my biological augmentations are corporation. But out of everything, that's only, what, 17%? Wow. Did you really just call me patchwork? I should break your face for saying that. I'm a gypsy. I don't have a home. If something breaks, I can't go to a corporation workshop. They'll take one look at me. Well, I don't actually want to think about what they'll do. I can't go to the gangs. I can't go anywhere. I have to go to a clocksmith. I am a mess. My head is always screaming. So much conflicting technology. But you know what? It's fine. I survive, I make a living. I just live like a gypsy. I don't stay in any place for too long. And I certainly do not attract attention. And this little job of yours, it's screaming for attention. It's shrieking, it's a banshee. And I am not touching it. Don't! What? Oh, you did not just do that. You. That doesn't mean anything. It's not a binding contract. No, just because you put my palm down on that pad does not mean it. No, that is not a contract. It does not work that way. Yes, my hand is completely human. Oh, you are infuriating. That is a puppy trick. Void the contract. Void the contract. I did not agree. Yes, I am a gypsy, but I am not stupid, and I would never, ever cross the guild. You've stitched me up good and proper. You do realize this. You've stitched me up like a really shitty clocksmith. There's no way that this is going to be. This is a disaster. This is. Oh, you have faith in me. Oh, I feel so much better. You have faith in me. How long have you known me? 5 minutes? Oh. 14. Great. Just, I feel so much better now. Since you know me so very well. You're not gonna avoid it, are you? Did you just threaten me? Did you really? Oh, that's just adorable. No, really, it was. It was kind of like a puppy going, grrr. Unfortunately, you could really fuck me over. I'm already on thin ice. No one likes patois. It's true. I don't like being called patchwork, but that's what everyone calls me. I mean, this is a scientific abomination. This is not meant to work. You win. I can't believe.
Oh, what has happened to me?
Fine. I will steal your light battery from the corporation and then I'll either be dead or I'll be kicking your face in. Yes, even though I think you're very pretty. Because you have... So, we really should get started. Barkeep, can we have a tab open, please? A tab. Well, because I need to get pissed, and you are paying for it. Oh, I think you'll find that I most definitely am serious. You're paying for everything, including all the alcohol I'm drinking tonight. You don't get a say. Because you're the client. And this is part of the job. You wanted this. You wanted me. So now you've got me. And now we drink. Because I don't drink alone. Of course you don't drink. You do now. I'll get you your light battery, I will. But you... I'm afraid you're going to have to find your feet. You... have to get a little bit dirty. You have to be a bit more honest. And I mean... Eartha honest. Not corporation lies. It's not... reclaiming, it's stealing. You have to be a bit rough. You need, darling, you need to get trashed. So let's start drinking and stop thinking, because this is already giving me a headache and I don't need that. Oh, fuck you. Just because I'm working for you doesn't mean I have to like you. But I promise I won't hurt you until the contract is over. Nope, didn't say anything. Oh, yes, I did. Buy me a drink. Thank you. Fuck.